This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Enough is enough. We're back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to reveal the true profile and the blueprint for mass shootings in this country. The police, the FBI, they've known this since Columbine. We know it. The corporate media struggles night and day to keep it from you. You can talk about the shootings happening in blue state areas every time. You can talk about how they're always on psychotropic drugs and they're in a shoot 'em up video games. You can always talk about how there's police stand downs. I wanted to think Texas would be different, but they're saying 30 minutes till they took the guy out. Now, he did shoot the school resource officer first. He was waiting on him. But I just find that hard to believe. But ladies and gentlemen, we know the profile in every case, the school mass shooters are incels, involuntarily celibate. That's what happened with both of the shooters at Columbine. It's the cutout of every single one of these individuals and every single school shooting. Elliot Rodger is where we hit the name. Incel. But the truck attack up in Toronto, an incel, said he was an incel, liked Elliot Rodger. They are pseudo-autistic males, generally white, in fact, almost always. They have high IQs. They're in love with themselves, in love with the potential of what they could be. The potential in all of us is great. So they're in love with the idea of their potential, but aren't willing to actually execute it. And so you have a propulsion system by the time you're 10, 11, 12 years old to want to leave the nest and to feel like you're not having worth and that you would have worth, but usually you want your parents to do it for you and you want to run somebody else's life. It's an immaturity thing. That's what liberals are. They all want to run your life, but they can't run theirs. So it's an extension of liberal mental illness. And then you add shoot 'em up video games and you add weapons and you add serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Because mommy sends you to the psychiatrist, the psychologist, because you got problems, and you're acting out. And then you identify with the ball starting rolling with Columbine in 1999 and all the attention and everything, and it's a romanticism about you and selfishness. It's a true act of Satanism. To ruin other people's lives, to ruin their families' lives, to hurt them. And they do it because a girl they have a crush on rejects them. And it really comes down to when they smarted off and they didn't work hard and mommy did whatever and daddy wasn't at home, that nobody knocked them upside the head. Because they never went through any type of real tribulation. So they build this tribulation for themselves, this battle of the gods, this Ragnarok, final destiny, to basically commit suicide to their life. And we know who they are. We know how to stop them. We know how to get them. They're always wearing swastikas. They're always wearing iron communism regalia, devil worship, black. They're all clothing. They are Satanist. They are spoiled, cowardly, stupid, ruined, little mini devils. Just like Satan wants to blow the planet up. He is an incel. Satan is an incel. This is absolutely critical. Yet Satan is an incel. Satan is a failure. And Satan wants to take us all with him. That is the key. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable form of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Unstoppable watts.
Anthrax.
Anthrax.
And radio.
And radio. And the car.
Better look out. I gotta load some more clutch on my playlist. Anthrax and radio. You better look out. We're back live. If you just joined us, I was getting into the group that has committed 100% of the mass school shootings since 1999 when the phenomenon began. Now, don't you think that ought to be some information that people should know? But I guarantee you, when we post this video of this live show, this segment, to Facebook and to Twitter and to YouTube, they're going to block it particularly. And so I want the people that do that censorship to understand, when you block this information, you become an accomplice to the next school shooting when another one of these incels shoves that gun right to that girl's head while they beg for their lives. And they commit that satanic sacrifice. Because that's what they do. They like a begging. And they feed on it. And they splatter their brains and their guts and their blood all over the walls. And then they're too cowardly to even shove the gun in their own mouth most of the time. Because they want to watch themselves on the news and read about it and try to creep people out of the jail. And pretty boy around. So, the profile is a metrosexual, narcissist, devil worshiper. That's why they have Nazi, communist, satanic pentagrams. They always have trench coats and all this stuff to try to look powerful, look evil, and they fantasize about it. And they play the shoot 'em up video games, and they do it all, and then they get rejected. And then they think about killing people, and they go, no, I'll go play football. I'll try as hard as I can to be cool. But they can't handle the rejection. And so they want to go out in a big blaze of glory. Every mass shooting, because they add in to the 46, 56, the number, it's 46. On average, since 1999, there are 46 people killed in mass shootings. Now, about half of those are really the big mass shooting where a bunch of people get killed. The others are gang-related where it's not good, it's terrible, but you know, somebody didn't pay somebody or somebody beat somebody up, somebody's scared of them because they're bigger, so they shoot them. That's usually one or two people get shot. It's gang-related. And you got white gangs doing it, black gangs doing it, Hispanic gangs doing it. That's a totally different thing. And that happened in schools before 1999. But up to 1999, none of that mass shooting, trench coat mafia thing ever happened. I mean, you take the students at Columbine. Turned out both of them were part Jewish. But they were into Hitler. And they wore swastikas inside their black trench coats. Why would you do that? Well, because there's a fetishizing evil. If Hitler killed Jews, well, you're Jewish. It's about killing yourself. You see, it's about death. It's about suicide. It's about being rebellious. It's about being bad. Now, there it is. Columbine shooter had Jewish roots. Dreaded Passover. And then we looked into the other guy. He has it, too. The point is that it's not the Jewish issue. It's the issue that they were into Nazism, just like this guy down on the Texas coast. And he gave it a run. He tried to be popular, tried to be cool, and he got rejected. Dude, go pick up a waitress who's getting divorced from her husband down at the diner. You don't pick chicks up at the high school, bro. But you're not a player. You don't know that. See, all the real men in school, Sonny, they got girlfriends in college. See, I need to give men lessons on things. I mean, I really do. Because you become a man because 50 women reject you. You ever wonder why cool black guys have so many great girlfriends and are doing so well out there? Because they'll go by on average. And I grew up in Dallas, man. I have a lot of black friends. I got to pick up from them. Hey, you want to go out? Want to have some fun? Want to go do some stuff? She doesn't want me. She doesn't want me. She doesn't want me. Boom, bingo. She wants me. Get in the car, sweetheart. Let's go down by the river. And that's what it is. These guys are arrested. They want women, and they don't even know how to get them. Those aren't women you're going after at the high school, most of them. They don't want to hang out with a creepy weirdo guy. So you're going to kill a bunch of people because they didn't want to be with you? Exactly. Why don't you learn how to tell a joke? Why don't you learn how to have some fun? Why don't you really be the bad boy in the school? And that just means standing up to bullies and stuff. Instead, you're going to go kill a bunch of people. They're devil worshipers. And in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to play Paul's excellent breakdown on this. But they all identify with Satanism. They always identify with the occult. But you have to understand, it's a spirit. Incel. Involuntary celibate. And that doesn't mean that guys that have problems with women have been hurt by women. Women can be mean. And that you know, who lead bachelor lifestyles, that they're bad people. This is a particular group of folks programmed by society. And the final ingredient is the media giving the incels attention and turning them into a god like Charlie Manson. And letting you hear their philosophy and putting them up on a perch. Hollywood did that on purpose with Charlie Manson and that whole MKUltra experiment. Did you know it's admitted that Manson was working for the CIA and distributing LSD? Every major city had a couple of these guys to be the gurus on the universities and to deliver the drugs and all the rest of it. But then he kind of went off the reservation sideways. And, you know, Sharon Tate knew a little too much. Sharon Tate didn't like some of the stuff she was learning about, some of the things that were going on when she was in France shooting those movies about devil worship. And, well, Sharon Tate got that baby cut out of her. So Satanism's not a fun thing to play around with, boys and girls. So I would stay away from that if I was you. So our problem is Satanism. And Hollywood is Satanism. It steals your time. It becomes your idols. It Netflix keeps people from having sex with their wives and husbands. Netflix, they have studies out, is what's lowering the growth of the U.S. indigenous population. Does that sound like something we want to be part of? No. Everything they deploy against us is death. Everything that gives us life, they're trying to block it. Just like they're trying to block InfoWars, because InfoWars is a fan of life. Trump is a fan of life. Trump is a fan of progress and success and beauty and women. And the system has inverted it all by controlling the church to say loving women is a sin. But all the real, truly satanic activities are not even looked at. Oh, Morgan Freeman hit on women. That's his sexual harassment. And that's now being equated, hitting on women or asking women out. That is now equated to as bad as Weinstein reportedly raping hundreds of women. See how they do that sleight of hand? Think about that. You know, there's so much big news to break down, but I'm going to come back to the number out, take some calls, and hit some of the other big news we haven't hit. But in America, in major schools, the name Jesus is banned from you speaking it. Think about that. But they're not going to stop the Satanists from having their little club meetings. Oh, no. They have their speech.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now, I can't help myself at all. And I get about a
hard to turn off Hank Williams Jr. Remember back when Monday Night Football had 40% more ratings than it's got now? And everybody liked him introing it, but see, that's all gone now, and so are the ratings. It's fun watching Hollywood and all its appendages burn up in flames, isn't it? Makes me as happy as a possum that sneaks into your kitchen at night and eats all the pumpkin pie. One time I was at the deer camp, got a little cook shack. I got up at 4 a.m. because it was my day to go cook biscuits and gravy and eggs. I walk in there. There's Jack Daniels sitting there on the counter from the night before. I better have a little bit of that to wake up and get the coffee going. Start. And I hear something. I look over, and there in the corner is the half-eaten pumpkin pie with a possum still eating it. He was just hoping I didn't notice him. He was just in the looking up by the. I said, I'm just going to let you keep eating that. Everybody starts waking up, coming in there, and we all finish breakfast while the possum was sitting there eating over in the corner, up on the counter. We left, went out and deer hunted that day, shot a couple deer, came back about 1 p.m., and he was gone, and the pumpkin pie was all lit clean. It was these little paw prints, too. That's a true story. Ugly creatures, kind of cute, though. My parents had this big oak tree by their house. It fell down in a big storm, but there was generations of possums raised in it. And the little possums would come out, and my dad would feed them, and he could pick them up, baby possums. Pretty cute. I was like, you know, I used to shoot possums just for fun, and now I feel bad about that. After my dad had the little baby possums. It took a couple generations, too. Then some owls moved in, and the craziest thing my mom ever saw was a baby owl fell out of the tree. It was a horned owl, and the horned owl flew down like a helicopter, grabbed the baby, and took it back up. And she told me about that, and I search engined it, and I can't find a spot where you see an owl picking up its baby, but my mom saw it. Kind of like that video, I forgot to give it to you guys, of the bald eagle. There's a fox, and it's killed a rabbit. And the bald eagle tries to steal it. The fox turns around, bites the bald eagle's claw, hangs on to it, goes up 20 feet in the air, and the bald eagle finally drops it along with the rabbit. That is the image of tenacity right there. I just saw that video yesterday. I meant to send that to you guys. I forgot. I tweeted a still shot of the HD video at Real Alex Jones. You know, let's just see. I start listening to Hank Williams Jr., George Strait. I need to just take a vacation and load up the truck with my son and go hunting. Only thing in season right now is wild hogs, but they need killing. There's too many of them. That's it. I've been invited out to this local doctor's place and out in Marble Falls, and I'm going to make that phone call because I've canceled 3 times. I'm going to go hunting. You know, part of life is having a little bit of fun. Yeah, here's the footage. Zachary Hart, J.E. Photography. Amazing. Boom. And I guess what's the headline of the video so I can plug it? People are going to find it themselves, their radio listener. That's real footage, ladies and gentlemen. That's an amazing photographer, I got to tell you. Boom! Not fun. And that is real footage. That's real world. When I tweeted it, I said, truth is stranger than fiction. It's a red fox. It looks like a juvenile fox, too. juvenile red fox. I know there's some smaller species of red fox. Look at that. Raw video, bald eagle snatches a fox holding a rabbit. Fox News. Amazing. You know, let's just have a fun time today. You know what I mean? That doesn't matter that they, you know, the globalists are pedophiles kidnapping little kids and torturing them to death. I really should not be such a negative person. I should really leave the globalists alone, shouldn't I? It'd be a lot easier if I did that. You know, I said I'd take some calls, and I've kind of burned time and haven't done it. And I also said I'm going to air Paul's powerful report on we've identified 100% of the people taking people's lives in mass shootings. And they are what they call incels, spoiled rotten rats who are always into the occult, always into Nazism, always into communism, whatever's bad, whatever's wicked, who throw big fits. And you'd think that that's big news. Let me tell you something. You got one of these guys in your school who threatens to be a school shooter so he gets attention and scare people. That's geeking out. People think like a geek's a nerd. No, the real term for a geek at a carnival show is somebody that bites the heads off chickens and bats and rats and things. So these are people that want to get attention and want to kind of shock everybody, and they kind of fill that role, and then people kind of join in and bully on it. Now, if you got one of these people, you need to get your children out of that school, and they need to be run out. Or some young lady needs to somehow find the humanity in this person and try to reprieve them, but I wouldn't put myself in that danger. I mean, yeah, what they need is to have a fist fight with their dad in the backyard, but, ooh, you can't do that nowadays. You can't have any rites of passage for these punks who are always there pushing their mom around. There's almost never daddy at home. That's another part of it. These young punks need to have their asses handed to them. And if that means, you know, getting his nose broken, it needs to happen. That means he needs to be kicked upside the head. That's how this works. And if you don't do that with punks like this, getting people's faces, because they're always beating up their mom or they got some dad they push around, they need their asses handed to them. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what they need. They need to get hurt bad. Then they'll turn into men. But they're always these candy-ass metrosexuals that are in love with themselves, and they're going to show these women that didn't see how beautiful they were, they're going to show them by shoving a gun in their head and splattering their brains all over the wall. These are dangerous Satanists, and I want them stopped, because the left has created this and they've nurtured it and they hype it up and they know exactly what they're doing. And these guys are clear and present danger. But you're not going to hear jack squat out of the fake feminist at the CIA and Gloria Steinem, because they've created these little monsters by putting a prohibition on manhood and rites of passage. We're going to break. We take your calls when we get back. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Do you think the worm's turned? I can feel the energy, at least in this chapter, that things are bad, but we are turning the tide right now. So much happening, so much going on. I want to get this young man on in Illinois where they banned him saying the word Jesus in a speech. Totally unconstitutional. But they invert everything. The First Amendment says you can't control what he says. But that's what their war against me is all about, too. The idea that you can't question chemical gas attacks or mass shootings or anything. And then they misrepresent what I've said and then set that precedent to overturn it. But it's only a testament to our effectiveness and your effectiveness spreading the word about Infowars.com. They can't stop you when you decide to act.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man emulates a woman, all genitals are cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to kick these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on, 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 come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming, and you will burn in hell.
We have to break the globalist spell. How they intimidate us, how they bully us, how they censor us. I was just reading about this the other day, and I was talking to one of our tech guys. He's doing a report on it. Harrison Smith. YouTube is ending subscriptions. Yeah. They're ending subscriptions. They're ending your free will. They already don't let most people get most of the videos we send out. They already shadow ban. They already block. But now they're announcing for everyone. They're going to decide what comes up in the subscription feed, period, their algorithm will decide if you can even see on the page you visit. So if you go to the Alex Jones channel and bypass them and use it as like a website, even though they're blocking 90%+ of people from getting our notifications, now they're just going to end subscriptions. But they'll act like it's there. Oh, you still get your magazine in the mail. But if the government censor decides that that issue's not good, they'll put a notice up and they'll just take that magazine away. That's what this is. Imagine if the post office said, well, we let everybody get Time Magazine unless we decide a particular issue isn't good, and then we're going to go ahead and just take that. You'd be like, this is incredible. My God, this is America. But they're like, oh, our algorithm will decide what subscriptions you actually get. Maybe none. Maybe all of them. Because they already force feed all the garbage. If they want a particular video creating race war in America to get 300 million views, it will. They're going to force feed it to you. People go, well, just leave YouTube. It's everywhere. They're coming after InfoWars. They're coming after me. They're having congressional hearings about they want to shut Drudge Report down. They're putting people in jail for 6 months to a year for making Hitler jokes that John Cleese made in England. It's here. I know I keep going over this, but men and women better get aggressive. You better go to your church and say, I want to speak in front of the church about censorship. And if that church doesn't let you, you can leave it because it's not a church. You need to be at city council. You need to be everywhere getting upset, folks, or they will take everything from you. We're striking back. We're fighting hard. We're committed because we know these are bad people. It's a normal instinct if somebody's laying on top of you, suffocating you. I mean, I remember the experience when I was like 10 years old, before I started getting into puberty when I was 11, started fighting. That back in the old days, my parents were what you call just mainline Americans, but I would come home with black eyes and stuff. My mom would say, oh, honey, I'm sorry. My dad would be like, well, you know, how old are they? They're 14, 15. A couple of them beat you up. Well, and you were out walking home from the school bus? Were there any rocks around? Because, you know, if a bunch of guys that are 4 or 5 years older, you go ahead and smash them upside the head with a rock. And, you know, a few times it was a really older kid doing something. My dad would go threaten to kick their dad's ass or whatever. But the whole point is, I remember that a few times. My dad wasn't a troublemaker, but, you know, I'd be like 6 years old and some 12-year-old, 14-year-old beat me up. I remember my dad taking me to the person's door knocking. Some guy with tattoos, watch my dad's side walk out. My dad say, get your ass in the yard. I'm going to beat the living hell out of you right now. Come on, you son of a bitch. And they wouldn't, of course, walk off that thing. My mom told a story once. Where like five UT football players started a fight with my dad at the park because he had long hair, and he beat the living hell out of all of them. Now, back then, he was a gymnast, too. He could do the whole gymnast thing where he can all stick out straight and everything. Yeah, he like hobbles around like an old wizard. But the point is that I don't know why I'm even going into these stories. I just cannot believe that people put up with this crap. I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. And they are attacking men in this country, and they are trying to make everybody submit to this garbage. And we don't even stand up for our children, and we turn them into these wimps in these nanny states, but they're going to end up getting mugged or attacked sometime in their life, and they're not going to know what to do. And so they get even more scared, and then they want the government to get bigger and have more power, and then all it does is turn that into another corruption. And today I'm just all over the map. There's so much to get into. I'm telling stories about my dad, stories about possums eating pumpkin pie. Who knows where I'll go next, but if we don't stand up to these globalists, they're going to psychically, financially, culturally rape us. And I don't care what happens to me as long as we get them off of us. Oh, that was where I went with the fighting. I remember being about like 11 years old when I finally, like when the Berserker came out, there was like 4 or 5 guys that this big fat guy was sitting on me, spitting in my face. And they were all holding my arms and legs down. And it's that experience of being beaten up slowly and finally just going into a total rage and throwing them off of me and grabbing a rock with my dad said, smashing across one of their faces. And then their parents tried to sue, but they were all witnesses. Nothing happened. Hey, I'm sorry you lost your eye, you fat piece of garbage. That's what war is like. You start the fight, you pay. And that's what Soros and all these creepy, imagine when he was a kid, he was rounding up Jews. Think about who we're facing. These are the worst people on earth. And we're going to deal with them. We're going to annihilate them. We're going to win.
You know, I said I'd go to Paul's report, and it's too late to go to it. It's called, what's the name of it? I forget. It's really powerful. It's about the incel. And you'll say it again. Truth about incels. Truth about incels. And all right, I'm done ranting. So I'm going to skip that. I said I'd play it. But take my intros to it earlier. We'll put it on YouTube and Facebook while we still have that for the next few months where they totally shut it down. And put Paul's report on that when we do put that. At least on the Internet we'll have it. Because the two go together. That's why I did that earlier. Oh, yeah, you want to fight back? Buy products you really need that are great and have changed my life and many others and support the operation. Show that just from an entertainment perspective, we can be as big and mean and aggressive in this collision course we're on with the deep state. So just fuel up my jet and I'll fly it right into them politically. That's an allegory. But I'm on the tarmac. I'm ready for fueling. I want weapons loaded. I'm ready. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game. I'm telling the listeners, just put me in the game. Memorial Day special, one of the biggest ever. 50% off just across the board on dozens of products. X2 and BioTrue Selenium are now 50% off together. I misread that combo yesterday, but now the combo is proper. BrainForce Plus, our amazing nootropic, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. Oh, by the way, there's store-wide free shipping. I keep forgetting to say that. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Alpha Power, oh, try that, but be careful, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, the amazing product, 50% off. That's huge. Floralife, the great probiotics, the very best from the research we can do in the top firms. This is the best you can get. Floralife product, 50% off, free shipping. InfoWars, super high-quality, shortable food, private label from My Patriot Supply. We've never done a food sale this good. 6 month, 3 month, or 1 year, 50% off. That is so close to loss leader. It's amazing. Immune Wall, 50% off. Pollen Block, 50% off. Try them all. This is a great time to try the products if you haven't tried them. Sign up for auto ship and get an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll be back on the other side of the InfoWar as we engage the enemy at point-blank range and accelerate towards absolute planetary victory and interstellar expansion.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back.
Oh, I'm going to really start telling.
When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950.
Half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said...
He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?
I'm here to tell you.
Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long,
hard ride. Long, hard ride to live in a free country. But it's worth it, isn't it? Because you don't animate yourself. If you're not living, you're dying. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I've been all over the map today. There's so much huge news. Rosenstein is right down there in the Capitol right now in secret session being warned. The ultimatum, they've already got all the intelligence. He's the president. He's got all the files. They're just telling you to hand them over to Congress so you won't do it. So it whets everybody's appetite, you idiots. But Rosenstein, you think you're smarter than everybody? Really? Because you're a little nerd and everything? You got something to prove? Just get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Get out of the way. Don't you understand that? That is such a, that ludicrous song. It has a very Christian ethos to it. If you actually look at it from one perspective, because all we're saying is move, get out the way. You see those headlights? You see me knock them curtains down? Get out the way! 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 That'll be our new slogan, Infowars.com. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. What is communism? What is socialism? What does all political correctness do? It gets in the way. The Renaissance is what got rid of the slavery and launched the system of true open freedom, which has been hijacked by people claiming they're the guardians of the freedom when they're the ones actually destroying the freedom. Hillary Clinton's official campaign theme song, Move, Bitch. It's not fair to female dogs, but that's the term. That's kind of a compliment they gave her. Move! Get out the way! Get out the way! Get out the way! Get out the way! It's that simple. Just get out the way. Trump was even offering to let Soros and all of them. Oh, what a smart Ben Garrison graphic he put out. I'm going to your calls yesterday. Can we pull up the swamp on? Put it on screen, people. The swamp being drained. Because notice everybody else is in the swamp, but Soros is an owl. Just put it in front, thanks. Soros is an owl because he's a globalist. He can just jump on an airplane and leave. But not Hillary, not John Podesta, not the dead alligator, or the New York Times, CNN, or the Washington Post, or the Bushes. All of it circling the drain. Obama. Obama's kind of looking up at Hillary as he prepares his descent. His express elevator to hell. Gotta love it. There's old Soros, the horned owl, sitting on top of that tree of death. You know, I think Ben Garrison's an idiot savant. He's super smart in person. I'm saying I don't think he even knows archetypally. I don't think he'll realize what a master he is. A true master. You know, though, some of us have got to go down with the ship. Just be prepared for that. Don't let them turn people going down with the ship as a defeat. It's a victory. If we have to go down with them, some of us, so be it. But you have to really metaphysically tell God, whatever it is, do it. Because if we go down, we don't have to take our children with us. They can stay up on top. But if you're not willing to go down, you see, the blood of patriots and tyrants is needed to water the tree of liberty. And all we have to do in this modern age is be willing to be politically assassinated, financially assassinated. And if you won't do that, well, you're going to have your life run over. Everybody is yes, 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 to whatever the new threat is, whatever the new political correctness is. If that just goes on forever, then it's always more, more, more. To now they're handing out condoms. I was reading the official press release this morning. I said, you know, let me go check and make sure the Boy Scouts really are handing out condoms like they said they are on Monday. And I went and read it. It said, got it right here somewhere. It said, all participants will be given condoms, including the 11-year-old boys and girls. All participants will be given condoms. What's the message there when you hand 11-year-old boys condoms? The message is, it's like handing somebody a gun and bullets, or handing somebody chewing gum, or handing somebody, you know, you walk in and say, hey, here's a Nintendo controller. Oh, you want to play Nintendo? Well, what they're saying is, get ready for these poor young men that are just coming trying to learn how to camp and meet some friends. Get ready for, instead of the Boy Scouts of America, the Junior Swingers of America. Just change the J from B, Junior Swingers America. Nothing's going to go wrong. And then I canvassed the former Boy Scouts here. I was a Cub Scout, but didn't quit after that. So I never had, it was a church Cub Scout thing. It was great. Just some camping and stuff. But by the time I was 11, I was already doing sports too much to be in the Boy Scouts. But I canvassed the Boy Scouts here. And they said, no, 20, 30 years ago,
there was, you know, quite a bit of, not with them, but, you know, quite a bit of, I had it described to me. And let's just say they were giving fellatio lessons and other things. And, you know, that's, you get your merit badge now for that. I could make some really bad jokes, but I'm not going to do it. I got merit badges for a lot of things, I guess. I can think of the merit badges that they're going to be. I mean, what are we not going to put up with at this point, folks? This is total cultural sabotage. Handing condoms to 11-year-olds is pedophilia. Yes, we earned our safe anal sex merit badge. That's basically what they're saying. God, I mean, and where does it go next? It goes into the abyss with 5G giving us all cancer. Let's just get off the road. Let's get off this plane. Let's get off this bus. Let's go the other direction. Some green fields, real rainbows, everything over here. See, everything fetid and collapsed. They advertise as beautiful and good. Yeah, there goes the Boy Scouts from praying around a nice meal and learning how to be proficient. And fishing and hiking. No, now here's your condoms. Now, prepare yourselves. It's what everybody's doing, young and impressionable boys. Oh, don't ask girls out. That's sexual harassment. But here's your condoms for yourselves. See, don't touch the girls. They don't like you. You don't like them. Just come over here so that you don't have children. This is massive pedophilia preparation. The Boy Scouts of America is a pedophile induction center, just like the Vatican. And they're just mainlining it everywhere. And people that have been raped by priests, they tell them, the Pope says, it is not a sin that you are gay. And they're like, no, I was raped. And you're like, it is not a sin. Enjoy yourself. Lucifer loves you. Enter the blood gates of hell. I love the children. Oh, liberal. It's not a sin, my son. Now give me your children while the deputy pope is on trial for trafficking over 100 children. Do it, it's liberal. And let us run your life. Give us control. Give the little boys the condoms and their scout leaders will help them, teach them how to put them on. It's a new merit badge, my boy. And then you can join the new priesthood. And we will teach you, far more than that. You will enjoy the human sacrifice of smaller children with us as we resonate with hell and Satan across the eons. Give us your soul. Open your soul for destruction and eternity of hell with me. Give yourself unto Satan. Desecrate the children. Enter the gates of hell with your sword, else my love. Yes, soon you will be dead forever.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.